I'm at Lewisham Fire Station. What's your name?
My name is Toby Walsh, and I am Lewisham's branch representative for the Fire Brigade Union.
Okay, why are you striking today?
Basically, we've gone on strike today in opposition to the authorities' demands on us with regards to Section 188, which is a clause that basically states that he can sack every member of the workforce and then re-employ us on new contracts, regardless of whether or not we deem those contracts to be suitable. And that's why our members are basically going out the door.
Have they started doing that?
They've started the 188 process, and that 90 days process terminates in November. And then after that date, we can then basically be dismissed and re-employed on new contracts.
That doesn't sound legal.
Well, we don't think it's fair. They will justify it as being legal because it's a part of a policy that they've introduced since the last strike, I believe. All we know is that we're kind of being told that we've got to sign these new contracts. Our union has negotiated and tried to put in place other shift patterns around the 12 and 12-hour shifts that they want to impose on us. And our main concerns with regards to the 12-hour shifts are that nighttime cover will be reduced and daytime cover will be reduced within London.
So you're on strike today. Who will be covering today?
Basically, all of our fire brigade equipment and machines is run by a company called Asset Co. And they will be covering today with a workforce that they've put into place for just such an occasion. There are 27 pumps across London to cover the whole of London, and they will be running out of various fire stations across the capital.
I remember the strike of 77 where you had a lot of support, and then the last time you had a strike, how long ago was that, last strike?
That was 2002-2003 dispute.
And I remember that there was a bit of support in the beginning, but then the newspapers turned. Do you know why that happened?
Well, the general feeling among us here at the kind of grassroots level is that it wasn't selling the newspapers. And the headlines were at the time that were detrimental to us and our cause. All we know is that whatever public support we do get is fantastic. And we just want to put a message out to members of the public that this isn't about money. This is not about shifts, because we firefighters recognise that the shift pattern we were on, whilst we liked it and we agreed with it and we worked our families around it, it's got to change because of productivity. We recognise that, and we've actually approached the authority with various business plans and proposals on different shift patterns. But the brigade have been absolutely resolute in the fact that they just want either the 12 and 12. They have accepted another alternative, but the caveats that are attached to that are just way too much for London firefighters.
Do you think that you can win this?
I hope so. But really, we've got a gun held to our head. And the people that are running our fire brigade above of our chief officer, i.e. Mr. Coleman, and the authority, I think that if they want their way, they're going to get it regardless of what happens. And ultimately, we could be faced in a situation in November where we had a contract put in front of us, and if we don't sign it, we're out of a job.
So do you think, is this anything to do with the recession, or is it just people trying to, I mean, it sounds a bit silly, is it profit or recession?
Well, the London Fire Brigade will say that it's to cut costs and to save money, which is why they need the shift to change. And the Fire Brigade Union has come up with several business plans to say that money can be saved in other areas. They've been trying to attack the shifts for a long time. A lot of people don't like the fact that we have beds overnight to rest in. They argue that our time could be spent more productively on a night shift rather than resting from between the hours of 12 o'clock midnight through till 06:40 in the morning.
What would they like you to do rather than rest?
Well, this is a bit of a bone in contention, because we can't do drills or exercises even late at night now, because members of the public complain of the noise in the yard. There's only so much paperwork that a fireman can do if we can get onto the computers to do that paperwork. So what they actually want us to do, we'll have to wait and see. There's a lot of talk about personal development folders and things like that, but nothing's been spoken of seriously. We recognise the need for it to change, but what we're trying